On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. The 2021 season of MasterChef is back, and we're seeing them drop like flies already.
Oh, it's no good. Yo-Yo, the latest to leave the show, a 19-year-old medical student from South Australia who joins us now. Good morning, and we're so sorry that the MasterChef journey is now over for you.
Yeah, a little bit devastating, but that's all right.
Yeah, youngest contestant in the batch. Do you think we failed to see your best yet? Obviously, well, that's a silly question. Really, only two episodes in, or two eliminations at least. How's your experience? You got to mingle with Nigella.
Yeah, definitely a very great experience there. You know, you get to see Nigella, you get to see the judges, and also just connect with so many people that are so like-minded. It's amazing, honestly.
You kind of forget that, being a viewer at home, that it's not just about entertainment for us, but it's about, you know, securing your future, really, being able to network and meet some great people in the industry.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think everyone's going to stay connected in the future.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear. And that's always what people say as well. So it was all about sweets to begin with. There was this biscuit challenge. So 18 Ooh. Different biscuits. And in 15 minutes, contestants had to guess as many flavours as possible. It's the sort of game you find yourself playing along with at home. I don't know. I feel like I would have gone all right, Lee. I think you would have gone all right with this one too.
I love a good bicky. Yo, what's your favourite biscuit?
In that challenge?
No, just in general.
Just in life.
In general, Monte Carlo.
Oh, same. I absolutely love Monte Carlo.
Now, Yo-Yo, being only 19, I think gone are the days. You wouldn't have experienced a decent Monte Carlo out of the packet. The old Arnott's ones used to be jam-packed full
of... Good.
Remember they went right to the edge and you had to chew through that red bit?
They cut them back over the years, didn't they?
Oh, no.
You're missing out.
Oh, no. Wish I was older now.
What about you, Jess? Your favourite biscuit?
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Always my absolute fave. But I do like a good Kiss biscuit as well.
I can't beat an iced Vovo.
Yeah.
Sure. Righto.
All
so
right,
it was,
back to the episode.
We digress.
What ended up going wrong? It looked as though it came down to some very minor elements, really.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it just started out fine. You know, I knew what I was doing, got a system going, and then Nigella threw in the bombshell, you know, make a creme anglaise, and then it kind of just rolled downhill from there, really.
She's a wordsmith, isn't she, when it comes to describing, recipes in last night's
episode. She's brilliant to watch, isn't she?
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, what are your plans, Yo-Yo? Obviously, the journey, MasterChef, that's over for now. You're a medical student, so are you going back to the kitchen or the operating table?
A bit of both, actually. Definitely still going to continue my medical studies and graduate, but I'm also going to do more cooking demos, and I've also opened up my earring store, Yo-Yo Eats, which is going to have a food blog on the side with recipes, you know, simple recipes especially for uni students.
Yeah, that's awesome. Budget friendly, always important when you're studying as well.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so cool.
Now, talking about food, where did your inspiration come from? Why did you want to go down this avenue?
I think a lot of it came from just my childhood, essentially. Like, I grew up watching Poe and all the MasterChef seasons, and also just cooked along with side my parents and my grandparents. So this food has always been a big part of my life, and it's something that I really enjoy with my family. So that's kind of really pushed me into wanting to develop something in food as well.
It's so interesting to hear someone say they grew up watching MasterChef, because for us, that just really speaks to our age. It's really only been part of my adult life. But yeah, you're right. MasterChef has been going for such a long time that we probably are really inspiring a whole new generation of cooks.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Still
and now I feel old.
That being said, we should hop behind our Zimmer frames and get on out of here, Jess. Yo-Yo, thank you for making us feel our age, and we wish you the best of luck for 2021.
Sorry, my pleasure.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you, bye.